Well, I grew up on my family's dairy farm in Brownsville, which is about 3 miles outside of Lamira. I'm the third generation on the farm. My grandpa bought the farm back in the 40s or so, and my dad took it over in the late 80s when he married my mom right out of high school. And then I'm the fourth out of four kids, and just finished up my year in high school, or my high school, and work on the farm, milking cows with my mom, feeding calves with my dad, and everything in between.
How big is the farm?
We milk, I think it's 53 cows right now. The barn holds 54, and sometimes there's an open stall or two. But back in the day, my mom always said that my grandpa, my dad's father, had to fill the barn twice full. So they'd fill the barn, milk them all, let them out, and then fill the barn again, and she hated it. So yes. We were never going to get that big again unless we got a parlor or stopped milking cows. So, yep, we milk 53 cows, and I think total we probably have close to 150 to 200 head on the farm. We raise pretty much all of our bulls for market. We castrate them and make them into steers and sell them for extra money. We own right around 500 acres. So we farm, we grow all of our own feed. The only thing we buy is extra minerals and protein or whatever we need to supplement our cows' diets. So we really don't buy a lot of feed, which helps keep costs down. And then we're able to sell corn and grain when it gets tight, which it always does. So it definitely is a big driving force for our income.
What's your SAE?
My SAE is in dairy production entrepreneurship. Fitting, I guess, living on a dairy farm. I started when I was 7 or 8 years old. I was a pretty small child, and we showed Holstein dairy cows at the fair for years, and my good family friend owned Jersey cows, and my dad's like, hey, we should maybe get a Jersey calf because they're small and you're smaller, and maybe it'd work better. So we went to Waupun and bought a little spring calf. We actually traded it for little bales of hay, and started out with a spring calf. Showed her through, she was a 4-year-old, and then she ended up passing away, but we got 3 generations out of her, and we still have it on the farm. So my SAE is my entrepreneurship with Jersey cows and Holstein cows.
So why did you want to be a state FFA officer?
I wanted to be a state officer because in my chapter, no one's been a state officer since it was actually Betsy Wagner after Mr. Hicken. So Mr. Hicken's one of the state advisors, and he was from Lamira. His mom actually drove my bus when I was in elementary school. But no one from my chapter has done anything on the national or state level. They just don't seem to get into it, and I wanted to break the cycle and do something, you know, just get Lamira out there and tell people what our chapter does, because we are a really involved chapter. If you were here yesterday for proficiencies and stars, in the star categories, there's 3 people from our chapter that made stars. So that's pretty impressive. I wanted to show the state of Wisconsin what Lamira can do and what we can offer, and to impact elementary students especially is something that I have a passion for. Going to talk with Food for America programs, our chapter, we really do a lot with elementary students, so that was something I wanted to do as a state officer.
And other goals as a state officer?
As a state officer, definitely meeting more people in my section from the more urban area. In Section 10, we encompass the southernmost part of Wisconsin towards Milwaukee. Milwaukee Vincent is one of the more urban chapters in my section, and I don't know anyone from Milwaukee Vincent, and I really do, because they're interesting people and they come from a completely different background than I do. So it'll be interesting to meet some of the more urban agriculture people.
Well, in the same vein, you come from a totally foreign background for them. I mean, a small dairy farm, and what can you bring to Milwaukee Vincent?
I think just that you can do anything you want in agriculture. It's so broad and there's so many opportunities, whether it's in the lab or if you go and you work on a farm or do whatever you have a passion for. Everything is open to you in agriculture.
Now, studying, are you on to school? Or?
Yep. So, like I said before, I just graduated high school last Sunday. So I will be attending the University of Wisconsin-Platteville next year, hopefully majoring in agribusiness and animal sciences.
And what's the ultimate goal?
I want to be an agricultural journalist. I love to talk, if you can figure that out by now.
You can't have my job.
Yeah, not your job, maybe. I don't know. But I love writing. I actually work for the State Farmer as a freelance journalist. So I actually have been doing that for just about over a year. And that's another one of my SAEs, is writing for the State Farmer and doing special contributor is what they call me.